begin as a war for oil. I mean, the proximate trigger of Carter's speech was the Iranian Revolution, which had produced a second oil shock of the 1970s, combined with the Soviet intervention in Afghanistan, which in Washington raised fears that, I mean, there are bizarre notions, but raised fears that the Soviets were going to march across Iran and attack Saudi Arabia. So at a time when we were increasingly dependent upon foreign oil, to include oil from the Persian Gulf, yes, we decided to fight for the region. But I argue that there really was much more at stake than simply access to oil. That in the context of the times, the war for the greater Middle East really becomes an effort to refute the notion that the United States is a country that has to take to accept limits, to affirm the claim of American exceptionalism, of our uniqueness, of our special status in history and in the world at large.